Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The official opening of the third session of the country's eighth parliament was a comedy of errors today, beginning with President Mugabe delivering an old speech against the backdrop of alleged death threats to opposition MDCT lawmakers, warning them not to heckle Mr. Mugabe during his address.
One expected that since we are getting into the next session, there would be much more that we need to be dealing with, particularly the issue around the alignment of some of the laws to the Constitution. That should take much of our time in the session.
The African Development Bank writes off Zimbabwe's $601 million arrears to help Harare reduce its debt with multilateral institutions.
We must make every effort to ensure that we are able to utilize those resources, those funds, by end of December next year. So we are in a hurry as the country.
And former Highlanders coach Bongani Mafu has finally broken his silence over his termination, telling Studio 7 he remains a loyal supporter of the Bulawayo team and wishes them well.
I support Highlanders. I love Highlanders. I always support Highlanders. I can be removed from coaching Highlanders. I cannot be removed from being a Highlander. And the only thing I can say is that if we are all to support Highlanders, let us do it positively.
These stories and much, much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The official opening of the third session of the country's eighth parliament was a comedy of errors today, beginning with President Robert Mugabe delivering an old speech, which was not broadcast live as usual, to the surprise of television viewers and radio listeners, all in the backdrop of alleged death threats against the opposition MDC lawmakers who had planned to heckle the president, as happened during his State of the Nation address last month. Reporter Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
Today's opening of parliament started well, with state media reporting that all was set for President Robert Mugabe's speech to parliament. The usual praise singers, comprising Zanu-PF supporters, members of the Repository, and others, sang and ululated outside parliament when President Mugabe arrived with his wife Grace in a vintage black Rolls Royce. He inspected the guard of honor as Air Force of Zimbabwe jets flew past. A 21-gun salute was also fired as part of the proceedings ahead of the speech. The Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation had set up its outside broadcasting equipment and deployed staff a day ahead to prepare for the much-publicized event. However, events took a dramatic turn when a spat ensued between the chief whip of the opposition MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, and Speaker of the House over allegations raised by MDC chief whip Innocent Gonese that they had received death threats against any member planning to embarrass the president by heckling him, as happened at last month's State of the Nation address. It was then that the ZBC staffers were ordered not to broadcast the event live. More drama followed when the usually poised and meticulous President Mugabe took to the podium and began delivering an old speech. For instance, Mr. Mugabe referred to the state of the economy in the speech.
The economic growth rate, which was initially projected at 3.2%, is now expected to register 1.5% growth in 2015.
In explanation, presidential spokesman George Aramba acknowledged there was a mix-up in his office leading to a delay in the correct speech that President Mugabe delivered later than expected. Viewers and onlookers seeking an explanation for the abrupt cessation of the broadcast received none by ZBC staffers, who cannot be named as they are not allowed to speak to the press, that they had received a directive not to go live. However, this was reportedly before it was known that the president's speech was the wrong one. Meanwhile, in a sharp contrast to the last parliamentary sitting where they heckled and booed Mr. Mugabe, the MDC members sat quietly while ruling ZANU-PF lawmakers clapped at regular intervals. It's not clear whether the lawmakers at the time realized Mr. Mugabe was reading the wrong speech. Regarding death threats to opposition lawmakers, Gwanese said lawmakers had received messages from a private number warning them against taking the president or risk death if they did so.
It undermines the integrity of parliament. Members of parliament are there to represent them. If something is said which does not resonate with what people feel on the ground, members of parliament will obviously react. And I believe that that is within their democracy. And I don't think that I should resort to extra legal methods. If anything that happens in parliament is to be dealt with, it must be dealt with in accordance with parliamentary processes.
Foster Mutsiami, another lawmaker, said he also received the death threats through his mobile phone and his wife too.
If you want your life, you just need not to interfere with parliamentary proceedings today. Anything else to the contrary will take you head on. That was the message.
Another opposition lawmaker, Nelson Chamisa, said he would have confronted Mr. Mugabe if he had seen the messages before his speech.
If I had seen this message before, I would have raised it with the president right in front of him to say you can't talk about peace when you are threatening MPs. What more of even citizens and ordinary Zimbabweans?
Charamba did not comment on the death threats received by opposition lawmakers ahead of today's address. However, Gonesi said Speaker Jacob Mdenda advised all affected lawmakers to report the matter to the police. Meanwhile, opposition lawmaker Priscilla Misaerambi of the MDC formation led by Professor Walsh Mwule said Mr. Mugabe's speech led the legislative agenda which they expected. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Meanwhile, the opposition MDCT says Mr. Mugabe should resign immediately, saying reading a wrong speech is, quote, a clear and unmitigated sign that he's too old and therefore no longer fit for purpose, close quote. The MDCT says this clearly shows that the president no longer has the requisite mental faculties needed to continue in office as the head of state.